Lebaran Awani. Selamat Hari Raya Maaf Zahir dan Batin. I'm Farhana Sheikh.
And I'm Soraya Mia. And on the first day of Raya Puasa, we are at D1 Bangsar Shopping Center. So how's your Hari Raya so far, Farhana?
It's been good. I mean, I'm here right now at work, but that doesn't deter me from having fun and eating lots of food and meeting up with a lot of people, talking with a lot of people. How about you, Mia?
Definitely the food part has got me. So that actually brings us to the topic of today's discussion, yeah. Raya foods.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of Raya food to enjoy, obviously, but we have two of our guests here who might know a little bit more about this than us. We have Ili Sulaiman, a food host, as well as Sadi Ang from food vlogger, as yes. We all know from TikTok, we've seen him a lot.
I feel so sad to say from. She got
she like, I wasn't so sure. Where
from TikTok is fine.
Sadi Ang from Penang.
Okay, got it. At least you got that sorted out. Yeah. All right.
So let's just ask both of our guests today. What are your plans for celebrating Hari Raya this year, this first week? Do you have any open houses plans or anything like that?
For me, first day of Raya, I'm Gang Raya KL, hence why I'm here today. So so basically, it's just the first day. It's obviously, now I'm married, so I have to go to my parents' house, and then, we go for Semayang Raya, and then after that, it's just makan, yeah. And then we usually take a little snooze. Before we head
after
over.
The nap is compulsory for Raya.
It's like a brunch nap before we
it's
head
mandatory.
For lunch.
It's mandatory. It's power
yes,
nap.
Exactly. And then we all kind of like move around the family that's around Kuala Lumpur. So we usually go to Shah Alam and spend Raya there with my aunt. And then a few over open houses. And then usually the first night, me and some of my friends who have kids now, we all get together and then we play Machun Raya. And that's a little bit of fun. But then second day Raya is like really just chilling at home. Mm-hmm. Like, because everyone's like balik kampung, right? It's the first Raya that I feel like everyone's super excited because it's the first Raya that everybody can get together and like celebrate and, balik kampung and all this kind of stuff. So I don't know what's going to happen this week, to be honest. I'm just keeping it open. But baju raya memang banyak lah, just in case.
Just in case. Yeah. What about you, Sadi? You said you were from Penang. Or do you actually celebrate Raya?
Since it's a holiday as well.
Feel so out of place because the way you are describing your Raya is so eventful, right? You are like so many things all planned out and I'm over here like, can somebody please just invite me to their open house?
You can come. You can come to my house. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wow. You just got your first Raya open house.
Are we invited too? Are we invited?
Yeah, of course. Okay, definitely. Second day lah. First day is very busy.
Yeah, first day very busy. Yeah. Okay. Hopefully there's no like Raya to kejut or something, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hopefully not.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Choi.
No, but like, for me, last year, what happened was my friend invited me to the open house lah. But he did like he cooked plof kambing. Oh my god,
kambing! You're a kambing fan.
Love kambing. Everything for me is kambing lah. But this year, I'm just waiting for somebody to invite me to the open house.
Okay, you got your first invitation.
You can come. I mean, I don't know what, there's probably not going to be kambing.
Make sure you have kambing as well at your open house if you want to invite Sadi.
Put out there.
Do you know like usually for family tradition? For the first, not second day, but third day of Raya, because after third day, everybody cannot eat rendang and all this really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My family actually makes spaghetti meatballs.
Oh. Ooh.
And like people actually like, Ili, is your mom making spaghetti meatballs this year? Like that's kind of like, because everybody just can't like eat any more rendang.
Yeah,
you know, because it's very rich food, right? Yeah. Not that spaghetti meatballs is not rich, it is, but
I think when you spin it in a different way, then it looks like it's tricking people into thinking like it's a different cuisine, it's a different food.
Exactly, yeah.
But we're creative, very creative.
Yeah, so that's how we do it.
Okay, Sadi, I understand this year you tried puasa.
Yes.
30 days puasa, I'm guessing? The full stretch.
Initially, it was supposed to be 20 because I didn't want to set my expectation too high.
Yeah.
Then after that, I decided, you know what? I've tried it. It's not that bad. It's manageable. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go all out then. Yeah.
Tell us your experience.
So my experience, okay, so I was very lucky because most of my followers are Muslims. Mm. So before this, the reason why people always ask me, why do you want to try puasa? I say it's because people ask me. Every night I go live, people will be like, Sadi, you turn up to puasa. Puasa. So you know what? I was like, okay, you know what? Let me just Google. Before I commit, let me just research and see because sometimes you have to be real. You have heard people say, oh, puasa tu susah tau. Oh, seksa, we're suffering. I'm like, why are people going through this so bad? Mm-hmm. Then, people tell me, you want to sahur, right? You want to puasa, right? Your sahur, you need to get it right. Mm. So, you know, enough kurma, enough fiber, protein. Then I was like, are you sure kurma? Kurma is like Raisin Pro Max, you know, like bigger size. What can it do for you?
Hey, it does wonders. Mm-hmm. It does wonders.
I'm 7 BG later.
Okay, we don't go 7, but okay.
It's addictive. It's very nice.
It's a great snack. It's a great snack.
It's a superfood. Yes. It is a superfood. Yeah. So when I tried it, right, I really last the whole day. I was like, hey, okay, this is not bad. And then when you start to see like yourself, like, you know, losing a bit of weight, and I'm not saying that losing weight is the main factor, like, but sometimes it's like, oh wow, because all this while you don't I don't jaga what I eat, and then I don't know about you or you all, right? Do y'all kena food coma like normal days before Ramadan?
Sometimes.
You eat afternoon meal, right? After you're like, oh,
like super tired.
You
just want to sleep. Yeah.
But especially this heavy meal.
Yeah,
right?
But after sahur, I feel like I'm more energized and focused.
So true.
Yeah. One, you just got to get the sahur right.
Yes. I definitely agree. So that's a very interesting experience. Interesting. Congrats, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And also, Ely, I understand that this is your first year of
fasting.
Yeah, after 2 years,
correct,
right? So how has this puasa been? Is it different than previously?
Very different in many ways. Of course, it's you know, the challenges of being a new mom. So the reason why I didn't fast, Sally, just in case you don't know, I was pregnant. The second year I had the baby, so I was on confinement. So this is the first year I'm like fasting again. Mm-hmm. So it's it was very special because I guess being a mom, it's like also kind of, you know, having my little family unit, you know. Yeah. And so it's, the motivation is slightly different. You kind of just want to be like a beacon almost, like, you know, get excited about waking up and cooking sahur for the family. And, you know, our son wakes up really early as well, so he has breakfast with us. His breakfast is sahur. And I feel like it's not as hard as you think going back into it. I mean, it has its challenges because I'm still breastfeeding.
Yep.
Fun. But at the same time, it's about, like you said, you know, when you eat all the time, you feel so heavy.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't like realize like how sluggish you are when your belly is full.
Yep.
And you know, before 2-3 years ago, I already started doing intermittent fasting or fasting, you know, one day and then eating the next day. And I really feel like it nourishes your body, gives your body a break from like food. So you kind of reduce your inflammation, it's a good cleanse.
Yeah. It's a detox.
It's a real detox.
So you were mentioning something about like it's a good cleanse and correct, all right. So I think that's where the weight goes away.
Correct. Yeah. Water retention.
Maybe.
Yeah. And also those who drink coffee, correct, this is the time for you to actually, you know, reduce your dependence on coffee. Yeah.
Correct.
So it gets hard in the beginning, you know, for coffee lovers. But correct, then
yeah, but then right after Raya, you just go full out.
You see, this is
guilty. That's the
problem. You know, people challenges me, you know, my followers challenge me. They say, okay, Sadie, after this, why don't you try puasa enam?
Yeah.
I'm like,
are you actually considering?
So it's only one more week though.
Yeah, it's an additional week.
But they say it can be like staggered, right?
Yeah.
So I think I've already tried and it actually benefited me.
Yeah.
And I feel more energized.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's do it!
Yeah, no, let's do it. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Yeah. And my lifestyle is not like I'm not an athlete, you know, in case I don't know.
Eating can be a sport sometimes.
Like, it's an extreme sport. You know?
Yeah, it's extreme sport.
How do you explain after makan you feel like tired? It's an extreme
because
sport.
Because exactly. Tired. You know, like the food is trying to digest. That's
true,
what it
true.
Is.
You're like,
yeah.
Okay. Talking about more and more food, right? Ramadan Bazaar. Have you guys been to any?
Of course.
Okay. What does it take for a Ramadan bazaar to be like the ultimate Ramadan bazaar? And what do you usually get?
You're excited.
Okay, I think you can go first.
You've been to Ramadan yourself. You're doing the 30 ringgit challenge.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised because
it's not cheap.
Right, things are not cheap.
Not anymore.
Depending on which bazaar you go to.
Okay, so people always ask me, Sadie, what is the best bazaar Ramadan, right?
Yeah.
To me, the best bazaar Ramadan is always the one nearest to your house.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
You can eat, because if the food is bad, you can jalan kaki, go back to the seller and be like, hello, what is this? You know? And yeah, I live near Danai Alam, so my bazaar is walking distance.
Yeah. Mm.
And the food is, I would say I'm quite blessed because the food is really, really good quality.
Yes.
So I've not seen people complaining at all, and it's really good.
I think like people have stepped up this year in terms of like what they are offering in Pasar Ramadan. Yeah. And you know, this is another good way, like setting a budget before you go to a Pasar Ramadan avoids you buying too much or buying, like, too much means like your eyes is like all over the place.
Summer buzzy. You're wasting, yeah.
And then also like it kind of limits you to pick one or two things that you can try, you know. The comfort of Pasar Ramadan is actually, like you said, the neighborhood pasara.
Correct.
Because that is where you grew up. That is where you live. So the community is that you're supporting the economics of that community, right?
Oh, okay, she is really thinking very far.
Yeah. That actually brings me to the next question. Yeah. You know, when we talk about, you know, Bazaar Ramadan, I know there's a lot of great things about Bazaar Ramadan, but we cannot run away from, you know, food wastage.
Correct.
Yes.
That's also a very common scenario. But I want to get your thoughts about this. Why do you think this is a common scenario in
during
Malaysia?
During Ramadan and Raya period, usually there's a lot of food wastage.
I think Malaysians are generally like super excited about food. So when you fast, it's like they get too excited. Everybody's excited. The vendors
say
are excited.
Lapa mata, right?
Ah, yeah. Mm. Vendors are excited. Like, chefs are excited. We're all excited. You know, the community, everyone. Even, like, those who don't fast, you know, other races. Everyone is excited about Ramadan. So because Malaysians only show their love through food, I guess that's why there's an abundance, right? So I think, like, little things that you can do is, like, what I shared. It's like, you know, set a limit, a budget. Don't like do excessive things, you know, like that's how what we practice at home basically. Yeah.
For me, I already decided already the day before what I want, and I don't know about you all, I'm pretty sure y'all can agree. If you really puasa proper, okay, there's no right way to puasa, but what I'm trying to say is if you have saho, right?
Yeah,
all right.
You're not gonna be that hungry.
You're not that hungry, right? So when I go there, like, okay, I already decided I want satay and I want, if anything, nasi lemak, that's all.
Yeah.
I won't buy a lot. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a lot of... Another reason why food wastages happen is because these days, the sellers are very good at racuning you.
Yeah.
Belilah, okay je.
Tambahlah,
satu je, no problem. Yeah. And you're like... And then, the most awkward part is when you see the stores yang don't have people, and you accidentally have eye contact. You jalan-jalan, yeah? And then the store is very no people, and then you're like... You look at the person, then you're like...
And then you're like, okay lah, bye lah.
Oh yeah, okay lah, okay lah, just get it lah.
Sikit lah, sikit.
Yeah. Hey, kenapa basi, but then bye lah.
No lah, don't say that.
Okay. Not all, not all, okay?
Alright, okay, so we've discussed on Bazaar Ramadan, food, and more to come after this break.
Selamat Hari Raya, maaf zahir dan batin. Semoga semua yang merayakan Hari Raya tahun ni dapat balik kampung dalam dengan selamat, dalam keadaan yang sihat, and hoping that everybody will have access to good food. Wishing you lots of happiness and joy this Hari Raya.
Hello and welcome back to Lebaran Awani. My name is Suraya Mia.
And I'm Farhana Sheikh.
We were talking with Ili Sulaiman, a food host, as well as Sedi Ang, who is a food blogger. So we're going to continue our conversation on Hari Raya and Hari Raya Puasa. So I want to ask you guys, what are your Raya traditions? Do you have any like Raya traditions that you follow since, you know, back then? And even now, if you just started.
Yeah. Okay. I think you should start first. Then I see,
or
I...
you want to start first because then you feel bad because, like, you know, you have to like match
No, I already accepted my fate. So why don't you tell people your tradition? Okay.
I'll see what I can chip in.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not so exciting because I gang Raya KL. So I know kampung, right? So no, like, you know, the... Oh, pack bags, everybody goes together, and then the kampung feel, nope, that doesn't happen in my family.
Okay.
So, usually, like, the eve of Raya, we will all meet at my, either my mom's place, or my parents' place, or my late grandmother's place, and then we will watch and see whether esok Raya.
Mm.
And, you know, as a kid, last time, back in, you know, the 80s, 90s, I used to stick my head out from the car and say, esok Raya, yeah, esok Raya. I used to shout all the way down Jalan Ulu Klang, you know.
Can you for a second? How young are you?
I'm very young. Mm. Very young.
20, right?
Because you mentioned 18, 1980s and all.
I'm 38.
Because you look very youthful. Your skin is very nice. Oh, sorry, we digress. Thank you.
So that was the tradition. So that was like the highlight of like, and all the cousins would get together and whoever was in KL. Mm-hmm. Then the next day is obviously wake up, Semayang Raya with the family. Yeah. Balik, first thing we eat is lontong and kuah lodeh. That's our family tradition. And that's kind of like the biggest breakfast. So, you know, after a month of fasting, you tuck in to that. And then after that, you take a snooze. Like, basically, we
So you go back to your normal days now.
Yeah, we go back to normal
What about
days,
you, Farhana? Maybe you can share your Raya tradition.
The way she just skipped! It's okay. No, I already asked. I accepted already. It's okay.
For me, lately, I have been Raya Shah Alam team because my family is all in Shah Alam. So we'll gather at my mom's house. We do have a kampung in Negeri Sembilan, Sri Menanti, but we don't go back there anymore. This will also be the first Raya I have a husband. I just got married.
Oh!
So probably Raya Singapore because my husband's family is in Singapore. So probably Raya Singapore.
Did you have want to zoom which Raya who gets first or like how does that work?
I think that's always the dilemma, right?
So I got dips this year? Like because you
my husband got dips this year because I'm like actually it's my mom's idea. My mom's like go lah. We don't need you here. Just Raya at your husband's place.
Fair.
less for me to cook. So I'm like okay, sure.
Now you. When we talk about Raya tradition, I think it's really like the night before Raya. That's the most
exciting.
Exciting part where Ayun baju all masak rendang. And you know how to masak rendang? It takes a very long time, like hours. So my grandmother would always like get paranoid the day before, and then she'll be like, "Oh, masukkan apa daging everything," and then everybody will just take turns gawa rendang. I guess that's pretty much, you know, that what we always do every single year. And then the next day, it's the eating part, and then everyone take pictures, which is always really hard to get pictures done when your family is really, really big.
Yeah, that's true. And once a year, kind of like where everybody's together and everyone looks nice.
Yeah,
I know.
Raya is the one. But it has to be like before 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Or else after that, everybody it's just, like, you know, makeup's all out.
Correct.
Everyone's just with those lines.
And if you like, don't write. Suddenly, there's one person who don't follow the color.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always
one color.
Okay, Sadie, all of us go Raya at homes, what do you do usually?
You know, that's the thing. I am very impressed and amazed that you guys are actually preserving the tradition. Because my answer come off is very, very shallow. You know, since you're like, oh, the day before Raya, you know, we're preparing rendang and all. You're like thinking about traveling overseas to Balikampo, and then you have your big family. Mine is, oh, the day before Raya, I go to the, you know, the pasta with like a lot of the midnight, the bazaar.
The one
that stretches until 24 hours.
PWTC.
I was there last year to experience the chaos. I'm like, wow. Like, the way the Malay vendors are going all out to push the products and all. Damn, impressed. Mm-hmm. So I was there. I experienced that. It's very Maria for me. And after that, it was very Sendu because
everyone's back in their homes and, you know.
No, and I think it's also because of the Raya Terkejut last year.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody was like, no, we're not doing any visitation. Yeah. So,
but this year is going to be...
Everyone's going to be full out this year.
To be invited.
I already invited
okay,
you.
Okay, fine.
All right, so let's move on to the next segment of the show.
We have a little game for you guys.
Okay, oh.
Okay, it's called Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
Raya Tradition Mishap.
Oh, okay.
Let me have one.
Okay,
I'll ask the questions.
Is there I cannot relate lah. Is there any kind that says, I can't relate? Like, if you can't relate,
Can, I think, some probably you can relate.
Okay.
Let's go to the first question.
Okay.
Okay. Never have I ever woken up late for Raya.
Oh.
I have.
Never have I ever recycled my baju raya from previous years on the first day of Raya. You never have. Is this new?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Last year, when you is it new as well?
Yeah.
First year, right? Okay.
Yeah.
How many baju Melayu do you own?
I have a lot lah. Actually, a lot. I have many baju.
This yeah. is recycled.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do agree.
Nice one.
Okay, listen. Recycled. Next year, I will wear the same thing. Okay. I do agree in recycling. I do agree.
Okay. Yeah. Since you have a lot, okay, never have I ever spot someone wearing the same baju raya as me at an open house. I never have.
Oh, you have? What's the story?
Oh, was it like, oh my god?
Oh my god,
like,
let's take a photo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so okay, right. You sit over that side, I sit over this side.
It's like, oh no.
No lah, no lah.
It's like, oh,
no, it's like, hey, yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She wore it better than I did, so.
Okay. This might be, I think we all have done this blunder. Never have I ever forgotten the name of my relatives who came to visit.
All the time.
Yes.
Okay, my raya, I mean, I would consider my raya. Yeah, sometimes when I look at my relatives, I'm like, who?
Who are you, huh? Have I met you before? Okay. And then they're like, oh, they're besar.
I know you? So I know this is like a raya punya edition, right? But I will slide in a bit of my Chinese raya. So Chinese, your uncles, all you have to address correctly. So it's like you have to address them by the second uncle, third uncle, fourth uncle, sixth auntie, 17th uncle. You or else
biada. No duit raya.
Oh, I thought no duit.
Yeah, it's not like they'll consider it as rude.
Yeah.
You know, like jiko. No, I'm the fourth. Sorry lah. Like I only see you once every 4 years. Oh. You know?
They call you out, is it?
They will call you out, and then you'll get very offended if you silap.
Yes, I have a very big family. Yeah, so...
But do you address them by the wrong name?
Oh,
do you guys address them by
I
the wrong name?
I would just say,
I just don't know.
Yeah, just like, yeah, just say,
yeah,
just
yeah, smile. Yeah. Or like a cousin will be like, hey, babe.
Like, babe, okay. Hey, sis.
Yeah.
And I think the panic mode will happen is, you forgot about me already, ah? What's my name, ah? Oh, yeah, you are like...
Right, of course not.
Makcik Rokia. Soraya, is that you?
Okay, on that, never have I ever dodged a nosy auntie or guest during raya.
Dodge, ah?
Dodge, meaning you see them, you're like, ah, tak apalah, I'm just gonna go the other way.
Oh,
just gonna avoid you.
Necessarily. No. Just be like, hey, sup?
Yeah.
You have, ah?
Yeah.
Oh, very drama.
I know some will come, I'll just won't go, I will just say I got infection somewhere, I just cannot come down. Yeah. Malas nak layan questions yang...
Yeah. So it's like, what are usually the questions that you guys receive for raya? It's like,
oh, bila nak kahwin, before dah kahwin.
I wonder kahwin, like after dah kahwin is what comes after that? Because you know,
when
now
it's like, rana lah. Yeah, kahwin, when you have a kid, and then when you have a kid, it's like when you gonna have another kid? Like
never ends. Huh?
Yeah, never.
I hate the weight question.
But now, that one is another one.
Sehat eh?
Sehat.
And you know what they're saying, right?
The first thing they will comment is always about our weight.
Yeah, sehat. Double EC. Yeah, you're like, can you not?
Like. How are you?
Can never win. Sometimes if you thin also, oh, macam dah kurus sangat.
Yes.
Can never win.
Maybe it's small talk for orang zaman dulu.
Yeah, and it's okay. Yeah. It's just like, you see them once a year. It's okay.
Correct.
He's
going
to present. Like, yes. Correct. Okay. Do you want to do question 6?
Okay, sure.
All right.
So we're at...
Number 6.
All right. Okay. Never have I ever passed out at someone else's house.
Yes. Someone else's house, not your house.
Someone else's house. Either from too much food or from not enough sleep.
Yes, yes, yes.
Guys, not judging, but...
Usually it's family.
Family.
But cannot, I cannot tahan.
You sit at the couch, you're like...
At one point, you know, the moms and the dads are just like talking and then you're just like, you know what?
I mean, you can't participate anyway, so you don't know the story, so you're like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Too much kuih raya.
Correct.
Okay, next. Never have I ever quietly finished a jar of cookies in someone else's house.
I'm known for this.
Oh yeah. No, I don't dare.
What type of cookies are they usually?
Usually it's the crepe.
Yeah, crepe.
The crepe.
Like muruku.
Crepe for me is like the...
Sometimes you don't realize it, that's a problem.
That's a thing. Yeah.
So you're just like taking,
and then the
cookie
bucket and all.
Me, it's definitely the chocolatey looking cookies. Oh. Those are the best.
And then don't get me started with pineapple tart.
Pineapple tart.
You're in for a good surprise later.
Wait. Okay,
so we have 2 more questions. Never have I ever spent the first raya working.
Well,
Well, we're here now.
This is kind of working.
I mean,
everyone in the media industry would understand.
Yeah, everyone in the media. We're in a way media as well, so we work everything.
But it can be fun too, you know, with your colleagues and everything. It can be fun,
I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
The final one, never have I ever received an empty sampul duit raya.
Oh.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay. Given an empty sample duit raya?
No.
Terlupa.
Eh,
tak. Lah, this one. This
very
one
strict,
is,
very
this
strict.
Is like Chinese side? No.
No, you kena that one.
That one is like,
cannot.
Bad luck.
Bad luck.
Okay, well, that's all the questions now. We'll come back after the break.
Okay.
Welcome back to Lebaran Awani. You're spending the first day of Raya with us. I'm Fana Sheh.
I'm Saraya Mia.
And you're joined today by Idi Sulaiman as well as Sadi Ang. Right.
Yes. So we're talking about food. Of course, Hari Raya and food, it's definitely synonym. So what is your favorite Hari Raya food? You can only pick one.
One?
Oh. Yeah.
That's very hard.
Yeah, that's
it's
very
gonna
hard.
Take a while.
Yeah, it's gonna take a while. And at least this time I don't feel left out. Because I personally have tried. I tell you, I think for Raya, my favorite would be rendang ayam. I mean, you cannot go wrong with that lah. Mm-hmm. Okay, rendang is always the food. Correct. And then lemang.
Hey,
sorry lah.
Can lah,
It's a dish, it's a dish. Lemang with rendang. Correct. It's a dish. Thank you.
I got you.
Now, what about you?
Mine would be laksas. Because only once a year when you go to someone's house and they will make a laksa. Because you will never eat laksa, you always eat outside.
Okay.
Mm. You eat at restaurants or whatever. Okay. But like Raya laksa is very different. So if you go to like a Johorian house,
they have laksa Johor.
And then you know if you have like you know, we have some relatives who are married to Penang Knights, so they have laksa utara.
That's
so it's
the
like,
best.
And it's like homemade, you know, so it's very
very different.
Special.
Fish is like very...
Yeah, and they don't cheat on the condiments and the fish and all that. So it's like, it's super special. For me, like Raya, rendang and all is very good, very special. But I look forward to the family recipes, you know.
So that's I can agree with the laksa Johor because my family's, my dad's side is Johor.
Yeah.
And whenever we go back to Johor, there'll be laksa Johor. And it's like really, really... like hearty food and it's like you eat it with your hands. Correct.
Okay, she answered my question because I was about to ask her, do y'all really eat with your hands?
Yeah, laksa Johor, yes.
Yeah.
That's how you get all the good things.
Because I ordered laksa Johor before and then I remember eating it with fork and spoon and then people in the comment like, use your hand, use your hand. I was like, do you use your hand to eat spaghetti?
It's different.
See, I didn't know. That's why I asked people, then some Johorian said, no, we don't really use our hands. Some of us use fork and spoon as well. So I didn't know. So, okay, so you confirm already, so you use your hand.
Yeah, you use your hand. And you mix everything together with the sambal and everything.
Faham.
It's a preference.
Yeah. Your favourite food?
Definitely rendang daging.
Rendang daging,
rendang ayam, rendang itik. These
so
three
all
things,
types of rendang.
Oh, I love rendang. Oh, rendang itik yet.
You must.
Oh, this year I'm making.
It's so good.
Okay, you invited to her open house.
Where is your house? Okay, you can share on TV.
Where's your house? Where's
PMP?
I have a line outside your house.
Since I PM to PM. Okay. Yeah.
Alright.
So what's your favourite laksa?
My favourite would be... I think for me, like, I like very... I sometimes can go just nasi impit and kuah kacang.
Oh, okay.
I can just go with that.
Just that's very simple.
That's very my husband.
I'm a very simple person. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you all cook nasi tomato?
Not during Raya.
No, right? Why?
It's more for
it's
weddings.
Kawin,
I think.
Yeah.
It's on normal. This also very hard to get, and then Raya also hard to get.
Like, I send you the
so
recipe
you like nasi
like
tomato.
You
have to do yourself lah.
I myself do know lah.
You collab with Lily lah. You collab with Lily.
Yeah, I can cook. We can do a video together. I cook and you eat.
Can. Because if I cook, it will become nasi ketchup later. So,
can we come also?
Might as well.
Sure.
Okay. Talking about this, you know, possible collab adventure. I want to ask you guys about, you know, how you started in this, you know, food sort of, you know, you're a food host, you're a food vlogger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What what attracts you to start, you know, talking about food, reviewing food, cooking food?
And how did you get here?
What's the backstory? How did you get here?
So mine was like really, you know, I was working in a non-profit, you know, very like corporate kind of setting, and then I left because I was very passionate about food. My parents were both in the service industry, so food has always been a constant. And then so I left, and then I just started doing a food delivery business. And then like I had so many people asking me questions about like how to pick fish, how to cook this. And I was just sharing whatever I was cooking for my business, I was also sharing the recipes.
And it's very, very useful.
Yeah, it was like, you know, and I thought myself like how, this is before like social media, you know, when crazy, like it was a thing. So I was like, how do I make, like share what I know with the people? So I decided to join the Asian talent search called Food Hero Asia. And then I won. So that's how I ended up on TV. So when I was on TV, I was like, oh, I'm quite good at this. And I kind of enjoyed it, you know. So I joined it because I wanted to share.
Right.
And then that's always kind
the intention.
The intention is very different than wanting to be famous or whatever it is. I just like was getting bombarded by all these questions. I was like, oh, if like people are asking me these questions, then people need to know.
I mean, even now you're doing it on TikTok as well.
Yeah.
I follow you on TikTok and you're teaching us how to, you know, how to store your vegetables.
Correct.
How to pick your fruits and stuff like that.
Life
and
hack,
like,
queen lah.
Yeah. Life hack, definitely life hack.
But it's not like a chefy chef life hack. You know, these are the things I picked up from like my grandmother or like my friend's mom.
Oh, you mean realistic
Like
life
home
hack.
Style.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Like you know.
Because
like,
nowadays life hacks are some of them are like
so technical.
Like I need to drill this. I need
not
to
5 minutes craft.
I need to glue this. What?
No. Mine is like super like super fast, simple, straightforward. Yeah. A lot petua.
Yeah, I can agree to that. I follow some of what you say.
I'll follow you later.
Yeah. Like a new wife, right? Okay, this is how you
people like oh my god, Ellie, I saw your coriander hat. And it works. My coriander is still alive in my fridge for 3 weeks. You know, so it's like, oh, it works. So that's how it started. And obviously, like, you know, it's on TV. And then, like, now I run a food business called Illipot, which is a steamboat and grill delivery business. So it's kind of morphed into different things. So I'm not so much active on TV, but more on, like, digital platforms, social media. So I've had to pivot. That's why when we were talking just now, you're like, yeah, I'm a little bit, not dinosaur, I would say, but like, you know, I came into this very traditionally through TV, so
not really
through social media. So,
it's interesting to know about SETI. You know, it's a very competitive industry as well, especially on social media, on TikTok, on Instagram. Yeah. So how did you get here? Tell us your story.
How do I get here? So I think when, in the beginning, my first content was never about food. I wanted to share So I was a live streamer for overseas viewers.
Gaming. Okay.
Oh. So my viewers are mostly Americans and Europeans.
Oh.
So I wanted to show off what Malaysia has.
Yeah.
So I wanted to show like our cinema because I've been to United States. It's not impressive. Yeah. Ours is like until got bait, you can sleep there and all.
Yeah.
So I wanted to show. So when I showed the video, I did not know that TikTok usually will publish your content locally first. So I woke up to so many people commenting like, bang, bila nak bawa saya ke sini, bang? And all, I was like, oh my god, what is Malaysia, what are Malaysians doing here? And then people started saying like, Sedi, I really like the way you narrate. Can you please do food content? If ideally, halal food.
So it was like a request.
It was a request. And then at that time, I was stunned. Like 2 years ago, I was like, halal lah. Oh my god, because you know lah, I'm Chinese, right? So I'm like, you know what? I said, if I look at the comments, most of it are really, really nice people.
Yeah.
And they have this kind of things, they have this kind of requests. Why not?
Yeah.
To me, pork free halal, it tastes as good if you know how to cook. Right?
Yep.
And then I just started doing that. And then your case is like you masuk TV and then now you go to the digital.
Yes, yeah.
So mine is like I go to digital, then now I want to get to TV. Yeah, you know?
Yeah,
I want to experience that myself.
Yeah.
It's competitive, but I feel like what would make every character, every creator different is the way you present and your personality.
Yeah.
So I think people follow me because my mulut also quite laser, you know, and I can be a little bit honest.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
people like genuine honesty.
And my face cannot lie. Because if I eat a food, right, and it doesn't impress me, right, and I'm like...
Your eyes.
My eyes. And then I always have this gesture. My followers caught on, you know. They're like, kalau you tengok Sadie buat tangan macam ni, you already know. I'm like, yeah, because Malaysia, you cannot be like, teruknya.
So you cannot tipu also lah. Memang cannot tipu.
Cannot.
Like, tangan how?
Like this. Like, oh, okay. Meh. You know, like, okay, like nothing too mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But what do you think, you know, how social media has kind of impacted the growing F&B industry? Because a lot of people are becoming, you know, sellers these days.
Yeah.
Selling on online, even the TikTok shop.
Yeah, like a review, for example. Yeah.
How do you think
food?
Social media and, you know, content creation has changed
at this point? People have to accept that social media is king or queen or whatever you want to call it, because a few times my video has helped businesses. I'm not going to like dismiss that. It happened. Sometimes until the business owner tell me, I can't even take a break because the crowd is so, you know, so crazy. But then I always have to tell business owners, I said, the reason why my video helped you is because at the same time, you are also passionate and you are also good at your food.
Right.
Nobody can expect to go viral. Please don't ask a content creator and be like, oh,
hey, make this make viral.
Cannot. It has to be at the right place at the right time, and you have to have the passion.
And genuine.
Correct.
Genuine.
And you also have to be good as well, right? What you do.
Yeah. If I promote, then you go there, you eat. Not good. Siapa yang kena, I lah.
Yeah. Mm. When I first started in this industry, I was shooting with Roger Moonking. So my first ever shoot was with Roger Moonking. He's a US TV host and personality from Food Network. And I said, I was a newbie, right? So I was like, what advice do you have for me? He said, just do everything with honesty. If you don't feel like it's being honest and you're not being genuine, don't do it, because you can tell on TV. And I've just kept that. And actually, like, thinking about it, it's also like how my grandmother taught how to masak. Also, it's like, kena ikhlas. Kalau tak ikhlas, tak sedap. So it's the same thing. So I think completely agree with you. Kalau you're not honest or you're not genuine, like you're trying to be nice and your hand goes out, that is also a form of like being sincere and being honest.
Yeah, because the thing is sometimes, right, because I don't want to like to jatuhkan somebody's business.
Yeah,
you know, it's bad lah. Like, just because I don't like it doesn't mean everybody should not like it. I always say, not for me. When I say not for me, and then they faham lah.
Yeah. Mm. But it's also about like not just the honesty, yes, but it's also about giving the opportunity for, you know, we might not realize it. Food is a very personal preference.
Correct.
What you like, what I like might be different. Your pedas level is very different.
Yeah, definitely.
As you know, vehicles of communication or you know, I guess we're like tools of like informing people.
Yes, we are messengers.
Messengers.
We are just
messengers. Right. That's the right word. Mm-hmm. It's our responsibility to showcase different perspectives. So. Yep. Yeah, sometimes we get shot in the foot for it.
Of course. Of course.
Even someone like me always gets in trouble anyways, especially in social media, because
people can be very aggressive sometimes. People get aggressive. When it comes to food.
Yeah. And I always have to tell people, if you ever go to a restaurant and you makan and you didn't have a good experience, I'm so sorry, and I hope you tell the business owner, because I was there, it was good.
Yeah.
Maybe the cook on the day. Maybe the cook off day. Maybe the cook had a bad day.
Yeah.
Forgot to add garam. Yeah. And then tawar a bit.
Yeah. It's kind of subjective lah. Some people don't like garam. Some people like it more salty, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just a preference. But, you know, I feel like we're very responsible.
Right.
And because Malaysian takes food
very seriously.
Yeah.
Very.
So we got to take our job seriously too.
Yep.
That's very, very good to know.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to come back after this with a lot more food talk.
Yay.
Hello and welcome back to Lebaran Awani. We are with Ili Sulaiman and Sedi Ang and my co-host Farhana Sheikh. Now, we've talked about a lot of things just now, mostly related to food. So here's another food question, which is, they say, soalan cipu mas, or $1 million question.
Oh, yo.
Okay, wow.
Are you team cook or team buy?
Team cook, please.
Really?
Team cook, ah. If I don't cook, then I should just,
retire. Your point, right? Just to talk to the back.
Yeah.
Sadie's thinking.
I think you already know, lah, guys. Okay, I think you already know, lah, right?
Give your answer, lah. Team cook or team buy?
Buy, lah.
Team buy.
Team buy, lah.
Yeah.
Team buy,
So,
if I cook, it's bye-bye.
So, Ili, what do you usually tend to cook?
I'm very, a good planner. Okay, so like 2 weeks before, I already have done all my rendang paste.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 2 weeks before, you know, I've already like done my rendang paste. I've done my kuah kacang. I've already like, you know, done the base for my sambal sotong. I've already done all that. Yeah. So it's not so hectic.
So all the raya terkejut doesn't really affect you lah, because you're like, ah,
please.
Next day, come on, exactly. Come to my fridge.
Yeah. So that's why I enjoy the last day of raya, because I'm not like still cooking or whatever. It's just like everything's already done, everything's already like sort of sorted out, and all I need to do is just serve.
So different than my family. We are very last minute. Yeah. Even though we plan like weeks earlier, but then it just never happens until it's the night before. Yeah, it's for some reason.
Yeah, everybody just like, I see a lot of people kelam kabut lah. Yeah. But how do you plan 2 weeks in advance? Like,
so I did this video which you guys should watch.
Okay, okay.
To make your rendang paste which lasts 6 months in the freezer.
Six months?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean like,
that's pretty good.
That's how like, how you buy your rendang, right? It's probably done 6 months ago. I'm just saying.
Okay, if you don't tell it, probably it won't affect me. But now when you talk about it, I will keep replaying in my head.
Because
like,
there's no way they can make something like, you know, especially that big
correct.
You know, like correct. That
so
kilo.
So you're team cook, I'm team buy, and
yes.
You? I team arrive and eat.
Okay. Whenever that's why I want to say I'm team eat.
I team eat.
Yeah.
Didn't have the option.
Yeah.
She made it the option.
I would not buy because usually my family's pretty big. We're 5 girls. Yeah. So usually everyone's like kelang kabut.
Yeah.
Either they buy something or they cook something. So I'm just at the side waiting for everything to be done. And then when it's time to eat, I'm there. So I'm team eat.
Okay.
So do you do at least do the flowers or the decoration?
I wash dishes.
Oh, you wash dishes. Okay.
Oh, okay. At least she contributes. Team wash. Okay.
Team clean up.
Team clean up.
Okay, it's fair enough. Yeah.
All right. What about you?
Yeah, what about you?
Oh, me. Oh, team cook all the way. Yeah, but then it's not always me cooking. It's always the, you know, the aunties, and I'll just help her.
Help her.
But next, I think it's our generation because they're getting old. So
Very important. You've got to learn the recipes.
I do. I tried to make rendang, the first MCO when I was staying alone. So I was like,
how was it?
It was really good. I was
happy. See, MCO actually helps you discover your talent, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I did Dalgona coffee once. that's a good. I've never tried.
It really. I like to cook, but I'm not confident to like cook up a meal and then serve it to you and all. But during MCO, it's the same thing. You know, I call my manager's mom, get recipe, ayam masak kicap and all.
You tried?
I can feed myself.
Good.
You know, like recipe like karo ameng and all that. Like people trying and then failing really badly. Like you know, they put it on TikTok and all that. Is that?
No.
Really good at following recipes.
If I look at Khairul Amin's video, I will not cook whatever he cooks. Everything looks so good, right? But I'm like, okay.
It's entertainment.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Next,
your service.
Next, okay. Blend kurma, blend the milk, and all. That's my recipe.
Yeah. What about raya cookies? Do you guys have any favorites? And do you bake?
Kuih bangkit. Very passionate. You know why I'm very passionate? Because my late grandma, she likes to make kuih bangkit for Chinese New Year. Mm. So when I see that in Malay people's house, I get excited. I was like, I thought this is, all along, you thought that this is a Chinese punya kuih.
Yeah, it's Malaysian actually.
Exactly. Yeah. So when you go,
Deepavali also got.
Yes.
Yeah, I love how we just share
the kuih bangkit, and then of course, nanas, that one.
It's the best.
Okay. I don't bake cookies, guys.
Okay.
But my team made me do it this year. So okay. I've already shared like a few recipes for kuih. It was challenging. I don't bake. I don't have a passion for baking. I love savory food. I don't really eat a lot of sugary stuff anyways. Mm. So like for me, baking cookies is tough.
Question,
Eating cookies is tough?
Because
it's tough.
To me, I think baking is easier.
No.
No, it's not.
I'm the same as Lee. I need to campak-campak.
Yes.
I cannot measurement, I
correct.
Think.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maths,
well,
think.
Malaysia got measure. Agak-agak one, right?
Hey, baking have to measure.
Oh, is it?
Baking have to measure.
Sedih.
And then do you bake with just campak-campak?
I got lah. Okay, if it starts to like solidify, okay, I think can eat lah. I don't know.
And that's not good cookies.
Yeah, and cookies, like, cookies, it takes a lot of intricacies. Like, you know, everything has to look the same. Everything has to... And it's just like, it just, yeah, it just doesn't sit well.
Okay, you know what? I'll stick with my team buy lah. Huh? I'll just buy my food. I'm so sorry. I do not want to bake, do not want to cook. I'm just going to buy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or you
team eat lah. Team eat lah, team eat, yeah.
Okay, on that note, we have a little game for you guys.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
First of all, the winner will get pineapple tart.
Sure. I know you'll win, because you're a food queen.
Ah, okay.
You never know, you never know. Oh, this looks actually cute.
Yeah, it looks very good, right?
Very shiny, right?
Some food, right, you just look, right? You take you one tell. Look and tell. Like for me, char kway teow, right? I look, so I'm like, I know.
Okay. So we're going to ask a few questions.
Okay. Okay.
And you guys are going to have to guess this. We're going to describe it and you guys are going to have to guess this biscuit raya.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Biscuit raya.
With the correct name.
Oh my God.
So whoever gets the most points
wins
pineapple tart.
I always, the thing is, I okay, the way I remember the kway is the way I remember my relatives.
This one, we're looking for the correct name.
Correct,
okay, first question.
Okay.
So whoever, I think you can just shout it out.
Okay, okay.
So whoever gets the point. Okay. Okay. You don't have to take a plane to get this biscuit raya. A chocolatey biscuit with a sprinkle of nuts in the middle. If you have this at someone's house, likely you won't stop.
Famous Amos.
Hey.
I don't know lah. I got.
You don't have to take a plane to get this biscuit raya, a chocolatey biscuit with a sprinkle of nuts in the middle.
Don't have to take a plane, so you drive or walk. I don't know. I'm trying
to. Where would you go if you take a plane?
I know. I'm very bad with this.
Just answer. What is it?
Hey, cannot lah.
We don't know.
Hey, you know I asked this all to my colleagues. They can guess it right away.
We got it. Okay, again. You do
it's
not.
It's a very famous biscuit raya. You don't have to take a plane to get this biscuit raya.
Because I don't know what to say.
But it's okay, you already said you don't really do bake. So yeah.
Chocolatey biscuit with a sprinkle of
what
nuts
is it?
In
what
the
is
middle.
What is it? Taliana, ayat.
Omelette
London. Apa
tu? Someone from the floor has said.
Oh, you see, I've seen that.
But I don't know what it is.
But I don't know why it's a plane lah, sheep lah, bicycle.
Because it's London, right?
So you don't need to take a plane.
Okay,
you're
not.
Okay. The tekan teki. It's
not me. Now you get how the game works.
It's not
you're
the loser. We are the losers.
I haven't printed out.
Right, now we'll just take back this time in us.
Okay.
We're going for the next one.
Okay.
This one's going to be easy.
Okay.
Okay, so nobody gets this
lah.
No lah.
Cheater semua.
Okay. Sweet and tangy golden. It's sometimes shaped like a flower.
Tart.
Well, that was so quick.
Yeah,
tart apa?
Tart apa?
Nenasa.
Ah, okay lah.
Yay!
Hey, not
your favorite. Shaped flower.
Huh? I thought it's your favorite.
Yeah, because this one doesn't shape like flower. Does it look like flower to you?
Yeah,
sometimes it's shaped like flower.
No, my tart always look like this, so I cannot tell which flower.
Just show them.
It's round, but there's also like a blanket type and a
blanket.
Okay, so that point goes to Ely.
All right, one for Ely. All right, zero.
Third question. This biscuit raya is sweet and crunchy, and it usually has a wrapper. You can eat one of the ingredients for breakfast.
Cornflakes.
Ding ding ding.
Cornflakes apa?
Honey.
Yes.
I was about to say Ferrero Rocher.
Raya. Come back, Raya. It's birthday on Raya.
See, this is what happens when none of you, except for her, want to invite me.
So this is pineapple tart just now.
Okay.
And this is
honey complete.
Okay.
All right. Just
book
visually.
Tea, you see? I need to be invited to somebody's meal open house.
Okay.
There won't be
this one is...
Oh, true. No cookie
this one is... Okay, I think really the next hard. 4 or 5 is going to be really hard.
That one is hard, ah?
This one? This is very easy, one.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Good luck. So, the main biscuit raya is custard powder.
Main ingredient, yeah.
Okay, the main ingredient is custard powder. It's soft once you bite into it. Sort of like melts inside your mouth. And it's either shaped rectangles, sometimes even flour. With candy
flour.
Icing on top.
Yeah.
Flour icing on top.
This is your brother's
candy
favorite.
Icing.
Hey, can I help? Can I help?
What's the name?
I don't know.
I can give you the hint of the color. It's sort of in the yellowy.
Ayya.
Yeah, it's yellowy a little
yellowy.
Bit.
We share PA, right? You say, huh?
No cheating, no cheating.
Samprit! Samprit!
There's an audience at the back that's a bit too loud.
I hear.
Bit too loud.
Samprit. Okay, I give you this one.
Okay,
so you say.
Do you think they're Samprit? Okay,
do you actually know what the quiz is?
Let me see. I know.
People normally know.
And we already know.
Like, but they never know the name.
This one, flower, betul.
Ah,
okay, yeah lah.
It got quintet flower also.
Okay, fine.
All right. This light and delicate coconut cream cookies melts in the mouth. They're enjoyed during Raya and sometimes during Chinese New Year too.
Oh wow, kuih bangkit. Oh wow.
Congrats.
Cheers. Okay, yeah. There you go, kuih bangkit. Okay.
Okay.
Everyone's like craving for kuih now.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have two more. Let me go with this one.
Very, very difficult.
Yes. No, actually, it's quite easy.
Okay, lah, boleh lah.
Which one?
Okay, wait for it. Despite the name, you can definitely eat this biscuit. Huh? The biscuit is shredded and piled into mold and sprinkled with chocolate rice toppings to look like a certain insect.
What?
Huh. So, a certain insect? Kulipas.
Hey!
I don't know.
Again.
So, you can definitely eat this biscuit. It's shredded into a piled of into mold. It's basically in, sometimes it's in a wrapper.
Yeah, it's in a wrapper.
And then it's sprinkled with rice toppings.
Rice toppings?
Colorful rice toppings.
Chocolate rice toppings.
Chocolate, yes.
To look like a certain insect.
Yeah. So very the rice topping looks like an insect and the thing looks like...
Have you seen a kuih that looks like insect?
Okay, should I show...
A name.
Should I
okay,
show...
Yeah.
So you can guess the name.
What is this?
Kuih sarang semur.
Kuih sarang semur.
Oh my god.
I'm. You know or not this kuih?
No, I don't know.
But I
have you seen it?
No.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, I know sarang semur exists.
Is it really like common? Is it common?
Yeah.
Maybe? Oh, maybe not my family.
Okay. To a food vlogger and also a food host.
Nobody gonna book us after this.
Yeah, gone case.
Should we go last question?
Sarang semut is not semut, ma.
Okay. Look like.
This one look like ants, man.
What is the name?
Ayo.
Our last question. Okay, I don't know. Are we keeping scores? Come on.
I don't know.
Right now, we're both losing. Okay. Yeah. We're gonna share this.
Okay, let's just share this.
Okay.
With all of us. I think that's all the time we have.
Yeah, that's all the time we have.
I think we can give a short, brief ucapan Hari Raya.
Okay, boleh.
Both of you guys.
Hi, it's me, Elisa Naiman. I just want to wish everybody Selamat Hari Raya, Maaf Zahir dan Batin. If you're traveling anywhere, please stay safe. And here's me, Elisa Naiman, sending lots of love.
Hey, it's me, Sadi. Wishing you all Selamat Hari Raya. And please eat all the good food on my behalf. If can, please invite me to your open house, okay?
Okay, there you go.
Yep.
Please invite Sadi to an open house. I think that's a clear...
And have kambing.
Yeah, and have kambing at the open
house. Yes, kambing.
And kuih sarang semut, so he can finally try it.
Yeah. What was this supposed to be?
Okay, we'll discuss about more. The last one was
We'll have a class on kuih raya.
Yeah.
Maybe in the next episode.
Next time. Right.
But that's all the time we have for you today. Thank you so much for joining us on Lebaran Awani. My name is Soraya Mia.
I'm Fana Shea. Selamat Hari Raya.
Bye!